All right, everybody, we're on the line with the number 11 ranked bantamweight in the UFC, who has a huge fight coming up against the number 3 ranked guy in his division, former title contender Magic Marlon Moraes. How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Good. Well, first of all, I mean, this is a huge fight for you. You know, you're coming off of that win over Ricky Simone, and then you had that ACL injury that you had to rehab and get everything back together with. So did you expect to get such a highly ranked contender in your return to the division?
I honestly did not. It wasn't even on my mind. I figured out I'd get somebody like Jimmy Rivera or Cody Stamen or somebody like that, or even like Tito Vera. But wasn't even thinking Marlon. But, you know, after he lost, it's kind of like, oh, that could happen. But it wasn't, again, it wasn't like, pushing for it. Because I didn't think it would, like, play out. And then they offered it to us. You know, Sean emailed my manager, Tyson, and, you know, it was a no-brainer for me. It was like, hell yeah, it took me 2 seconds to say, you had to think about it.
Yeah. What did you think of Marlon's performance against Corey Sandhagen? I mean, I feel like he kind of just got completely shut down by the movement and the footwork of Corey. What did you take from that fight?
Yeah, you know, he was kind of like almost like watching him a little bit with the footwork, and he started having a little bit of, you know, trouble with the range, and then he got caught early. So, Corey looked real good. I think it was more of Corey looking real good, not necessarily Marlon looking bad. Mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's tough out there. But you know, I'm expecting a tough Marlon Moraes. He's coming off a loss. I know when I came off a loss, like I always bounce back, I'm stronger. So yeah, I'm expecting a tough, disciplined, you know, dedicated, focused Marlon Moraes. And you know, it's gonna be a tough fight, but I feel like, you know, this is the right matchup for me, and I can't wait to go out there and finish this fight.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, like you said, Moraes is a very dangerous guy. He's had a little bit of a rough patch, but he had that close fight against Aldo at 245, and then came back against Corey Sandhagen, and obviously had that tough defeat, and now he gets you. Without giving away anything in terms of a game plan, what do you think are your biggest advantages over a guy like Marlon Moraes?
It's gonna be the footwork and the length. You know, I gotta just keep him where I want to keep him. I can't just stand right in front of him and let him get off of the heavy punches and kicks and keep him at my range. Like you saw what Corey Sandhagen did, and you know, I feel like I can, you know, say mimic that. And if not, kind of what him, he said, who did where they got real close and kind of made like a knee and elbow type game. So, you know, just basically can't be in the middle with him. I'm either all the way out or all the way in.
Yeah. Do you think he's the type of fighter who, if you don't wilt to his pressure and in his game, that he just eventually starts to break down mentally? I'm not throwing any like disrespect towards Marlon, because he's obviously a phenomenal competitor, but he seems that if you don't like wilt to his pressure and you keep pushing forward, he's a guy who will eventually let you take the lead. Is that something you see from a guy like Moraes?
Yeah, you know, he showed that, like, especially in the Henry Cejudo fight, you know, kind of gassed out real quick, and then kind of like Henry just took over. Same thing with the Sandhagen fight. You know, those two big fights I obviously watched. I guess so. If you're just in there and you're kind of like not backing down, bored, I can see me backing him down, and you know, that's how I feel like I'm gonna take over. It's gonna be towards the second, middle of the second, end of the second round. Mm-hmm. So that's basically the game plan.
Yeah. That's a huge card too. I mean, you're basically on a pay-per-view level card. Obviously, we lost Leon Edwards versus Khamzat Chimaev, which I was pretty upset about, because I think that is a phenomenal main event, you know, from a guy who comes into the UFC, gets 3 back-to-back wins, and now he's fighting the number 3 ranked contender. But it's still such a huge card, and with it being on free TV on ESPN, I mean, you've got to be excited to get on that card.
Hell yeah, man. There's going to be a lot of eyes watching that, you know. Obviously, it sucks that the main event, you know, got canceled. But, you know, I'm sure they'll bounce back and reschedule that. But besides that, we still have a solid main event. And, I feel like it's still going to be hard to bonus, but I'm definitely going out there looking to steal the show.
Yep. There's another fight on that card with guys in your division, and that is Marlon Chito Vera versus Jose Aldo. I think that's going to open up the main card. What are your thoughts on that matchup? I love that fight from a stylistic standpoint. I think it's a phenomenal matchup, but what do you think about that fight for your division?
Yeah, big fight. You know, anybody that gets the opportunity to fight a legend like Jose Aldo, is, you know, that's huge. You know, like, he's a legend. You know, Chito Vera's kind of like he's scrappy. He's on a win streak, so you know, it's gonna be a tough fight. I think it's good for the division, and I'm excited. It's gonna be a good scrap. I kind of who you got winning that fight?
It's so tough. I think all those obviously fought the stiffer competition, but I think that Chito's style. I think it might cause a little bit of trouble for Aldo. I really don't know yet. Usually I'll give a prediction, but I'm not sure, man. That's such a close fight.
Yeah, it's kind of weird to see how it plays out because, you know, you expect the tradition of Aldo with the heavy leg kicks and the movement and the punching, but, you know, Chito gets weird scrambles and kind of just weird. Like, he finds a way to win, and so, you know, you never know. Interesting. We'll see.
Yeah, I think it's kind of interesting too, because you saw against O'Malley, the one thing that really shut down his game was the calf kicks from Chito. So I don't think he's going to want to trade kick for kick with a guy like Aldo, but it would be interesting to see somebody go after the leg kicks on Aldo, because he's not really used to getting leg kicked. He's usually the one dishing them out.
Yeah. You know, that low leg kick, I'm sorry, calf kick, you know, like, that's kind of like, you take two or three of those, you know, it's going to hurt. So we'll see who gets to it first. You know, we'll see, man. I'm interested in that. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, your teammate has a huge fight coming up against Max Blessed Holloway, the former champion at 145 pounds. I think the last time I interviewed you, I said that I wanted him to get that fight next. I've always wanted to see Kelvin and Max throw down. And for him to get the main event, or I would assume it's going to be the main event for that card, 5 rounds against a former champion. What do you think about that fight? What do you think are the advantages for Kelvin, and what do you just think of the matchup overall?
Great matchup. You know, this is going to be another one of those tough fights that, you know, we were blessed to have and excited to have. I just think, you know, you see how hard he hits, man. Like, Kelvin hits super hard. He's super accurate. And, you know, look at, like, the Lamas fight when Max Holloway fought him, and then go look at when Calvin fought him, you know. And look at that, you know, like, same way, like, and then, you know, like, I believe Calvin can get just as busy as Max. But the thing is, like, yeah, Max hits in numbers, and he's a volume guy, but Calvin hits so hard. He just takes one or two of them, and he can still be that volume guy at the same time, so... You know, we definitely want to get into it. We don't want to get into a brawl with him, but I feel like if we do, we have a good shot doing it there, and also just being technical with him as well. So I feel like this is going to be a great fight. I think a lot of people are going to be blown away how Calvin finishes this fight.
Yeah, I think one fight I look to, or a couple of fights I look to, and just Max Holloway in general, he seems to have trouble with guys who are really good and clean with the hands. And I think that one of the best boxers, or the best boxer at 145 pounds, is Kelvin Kattar. I mean, you look at the fight against Dustin Poirier for Max Holloway, and the one thing that trumped him was the power of Poirier. And Poirier's a big guy, but man, Kelvin's so clean and so technical with his hands. I think that the power is just going to catch Max. I can't give a prediction, but man, I don't know. I think the boxing is going to be problems for Max.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be the hands. But don't sleep on his kicks either, man. Like, you know, Max Holloway takes a lot of kicks, and you know, Calvin's always improving. You know, his kicks, elbows, and knees are always improving. And you know, his hands, you already see what they do. So I'm excited. It's a big fight, big opportunity. You know, can't wait to go out there and you know, get the job.
Yeah, exactly. I can't wait to see that fight either. There's a huge fight coming up with Dustin Poirier and the return of the notorious Conor McGregor. This is 6 years, a little over 6 years since their first matchup. And if I was going to say, I think that Poirier is probably the more improved fighter. But, I mean, what do you think of this rematch, and how do you see it playing out?
It's a great rematch. I love it that it's at 55, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, you know, I do believe Dustin Poirier was cutting a little too much weight. You know, So that should be I want to see how that plays out. You know, he's always improving. Like you saw, you just mentioned the Max Holloway fight. You saw his hands look. So, you know, he's definitely improving. He's always evolving. He's a tough son of a gun. So it's kind of like, I'm kind of going with Dustin Poirier on this one.
Oh, you're going with Dustin, huh? Yeah, man. I don't know. It's tough. I think Dustin, like I said, is definitely the more improved guy. We've seen him compete a lot more than Conor since their last fight. But I don't know, man. I feel like it depends where the fight takes place. I think if Conor can keep it at range, I think it's Conor's fight to win. I don't think anybody beats Conor at range. But if Dustin can get on the inside, it's going to be trouble. Dustin hits really hard. He's one of the guys, the only guys besides Gaethje that I could see catching Conor and knocking him out.
Yeah, it's just fun, man. So it's a good time, man. I'm just glad that, you know, these fights are back on. We all have some big opportunities. You know, Dana White did a great job during this whole crazy, you know, pandemic and coronavirus times. And, like, you know, there's big fights going on every weekend. And I'm just happy to be back, man. I'm back. My brother Calvin got a huge fight.
Yeah.
We got fucking the rematch and Conor McGregor and Dustin Poirier. So, yeah, man. Good time, bro.
Yeah, man, we have a bunch of good fights coming up. We'll go back to your division a little bit. You obviously have the fight with Moraes coming up. That's a huge fight. You win that one, you're right there for a title shot. Who is somebody, let's say you beat Moraes and they give the title shot to somebody else, who would you want to face after getting past Marlon?
Oh man, like shit. I mean, the division's so crazy right now. I mean, I know, obviously TJ's coming back. I'm not sure if Cody's definitely going down. Who else is out there? Corey's obviously out there.
Yeah, Corey.
Obviously, they're trying to rebook the Peter Yan and Aljamain Sterling fight, right?
Yep.
So I'm assuming that's going to go down. Man, you know, there's so many options, man. Like, there's definitely got. I definitely want a bigger name. So definitely would be like a TJ, Garbrandt on it, even getting there. San Diego.
Yeah, I think you're right up there. If you get past Moraes, it's either one more fight than a title shot, or maybe you're the backup for Aljamain and Piotr if they end up fighting later on. I mean, it's a huge opportunity for you, and I'm sure you're super stoked to get that fight.
Yeah, man. You gotta go out there. So obviously, can't overlook Marlon, you know, but there's that is some opportunity if he, you know, after this fight. So I'm excited.
Yeah, well, we'll go off of what you said. Obviously, Dillashaw's ready to make his return. He's going to be coming back January. What do you think? How do you think he's going to fare in his return? I think it's been 2 years since we've seen him back in the UFC after that violation for the EPO. Do you think he's going to have as much success as he did when he left, or do you think he's going to come back to a whole new division and just kind of fall to the pressure of the new guys at the top of that division?
Nah, man, I think it's gonna come back tough, man. Like, you know, the way I see it is he got 2 years to kind of recover and, you know, heal some injuries and take some time off and recoup and, like, get a, you know, like, you know, 2 years is a long time, so he's gonna be hungry to get back in there. I think it's gonna be a tough TJ, you know. We're gonna find out, though, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's gonna be tough.
Yeah, I
think he's gonna come back. He's gonna be right where he can. Can't remember, he's you know, he's going to be a rested, hungry guy. So I believe anybody that's rested and hungry with no injuries, no bullshit behind him. And obviously he has, like, all the bullshit with the, you know, with his, you know, his drug fucking case and all that. But, yeah, I think it's going to be a tough fight, but something that I'm willing to jump in there and get in there and try to, like, you know, see where I'm at with that guy, like that ex-champion and all that.
Yeah, I think you and Dillashaw would be a phenomenal fight in that division. Obviously, this is kind of a different question, but is there any fighter from another division, it could be 145, 155, 170, that maybe isn't at the top of the rankings right now, but you could see them making a run for the title by the end of next year?
Oh, that's a tough one. I would have to think about that one.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, the guy I think is going to go for the title, but he's already kind of at the top of the division, is Jeff Neal. I think he gets past Wonder Boy, and I think from there it's off to the races. If I was going to go with one more guy, I think Vicente Luque's right up there at 170 to go for that belt.
Yeah, no, I mean, definitely on point. You know the game a lot more than I do right now. I'm so focused on my fight right now. It's been hard to kind of even watch fight.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I'm really excited for your fight, and like we said, that card is phenomenal. It's a pay-per-view on free TV, so I think it's the best card they've ever put on ESPN besides pay-per-view. I think it's right up there.
100%, man. This thing is stacked. I'm excited. I know the fans are excited. It's gonna be a fun night. Come December 19th.
Yeah. What's something that you've learned to appreciate more during this whole pandemic about the game of mixed martial arts that maybe you took for granted before all of this happened?
Honestly, bro, I'm just basically being able to get up and move around, like coming off an injury like that. Just being able to just kind of like bounce shadow boxes. Like, you know, you kind of like really, really appreciate that when you can't do it, you know? So,
yeah.
And then, like, you can't do it, and you can't really bounce back into a gym scenario where you kind of left off. So it's kind of like it's a little frustrating, but it's like it is what it is. And like, you really do appreciate the small little things when you can't do
it. Yeah, that's something I'd actually like to ask you. You know, it's got to be nerve wracking after such a big injury, like an ACL injury, to go back and start trying to move around, start trying to do footwork, start trying to throw punches. Is that a big mental hurdle that you have to get over once you recover from an injury like an ACL tear?
I don't think the movement so much is as more like the jumping.
The jumping?
Like jumping, yeah. One thing, well, that's a little harder at first to kind of like jump off, like say jumping off a box down to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Is a little more, because I think shadow boxing is really, that's natural. I think it's a little easier, but to kind of like look down and jump off a box, it's a little tougher. Things like that, landing on one leg, you second guess at first, but as you get 4, 5, 6, 7 reps in, you know, then boom, you're right back to it.
Yeah, I'm sure you're just excited to get back in there. You know, it's been a while for you, and I'm sure you're ready to just go in there and put on a show.
Hell yeah, man! It's been too long, man.
Yeah.
Way too long. I can't wait.
Yeah,
it's like I always come around every December. You know, so I'm like Santa Claus here, man. I'm just getting excited. I can't wait to get out there.
Well, we'll go back to 155 a little bit. Now that Khabib is retired, or they say he might come back for one more fight. Who is somebody at the top? Who do you think leaves with the championship at 155 by the end of next year, now that Khabib's gone? Because I think if Khabib comes back for one more fight, it's almost 99% going to be against GSP. So if it's not GSP, or if he doesn't come back, who do you think takes the belt at 155?
Oh, man. It's a good question. It's a tough division. I got to go fresh off the miles. I'm assuming, like, Gaethje's gonna probably be the run out for the title shot. I mean, I would say Gaethje.
You think Gaethje's gonna get the belt by the end of the year?
Yeah,
that'd be interesting. I'd really like to see Gaethje and Poirier run it back. I think that fight now would be so much different. I favor Gaethje in a rematch because I think he's a guy who's probably improved a lot more in terms of his movement and his footwork. So I think it'd be a lot harder for Dustin to close that distance and get in close, but I think Dustin Poirier and Justin Gaethje, too, is a fight I really want to see.
It's going to be a bomb runner if it does happen. I can't wait.
All right, one final question, and we'll wrap it up. This is a fight that obviously isn't booked, but we're going to talk about a little bit about John Jones. So everybody seems to be thinking that we're going to get Israel Adesanya versus John Jones at 205 pounds. I think it's more than likely going to happen. But if it does happen, how would you see a fight between Jones and Adesanya playing out?
That's crazy. I can't even imagine how that. I've drawn up so many different ways in my head. Like, it's like, yeah, obviously the wrestling with Jones, but then you have the creative strike and the movement with Izzy. But then it's like, you know, it's crazy, man. Like, it's a great fight, great matchup. Then you got to think about the size. Like, is Jones too big for him, or is he too quick for him? Is it definitely draws a lot of questions, and all we gotta do is, you know, and then the entertainment, it's entertaining outside of just the fight. I'm on social media, and
yep,
and I can only imagine what the press conference is gonna look like. So yeah, I hope that gets booked, and man, I don't know, man, I don't even want to pick that one. Who do you think?
I think Izzy finishes him.
You think with strikes?
Yeah. I think Jones plays so much on his range and his distance because he's so long for that division. I think that Izzy's feints and his fakes are just going to freeze up Jones a little bit, and I think he gets caught.
Nice. I like it. I like the confidence in his
All right, man. I think those are all the questions I got for you today. Obviously, thank you for giving me the chance to interview you so close to your fight. And I wish you good luck. I wish good luck to Kelvin. Hopefully, I get Kelvin on here pretty soon. I talked to Tyson. I had him on a couple weeks ago. So hopefully, I can work out getting an interview with him pretty soon. But is there anybody you'd want to shout out? Anybody you want to thank? Anything like that before we wrap it up?
And I just want to, you know, thank you for having me on. You know, so I got to give a huge shout out to all my teammates and everybody helped me out. You know, get ready for this fight. And tune in December 19th.
All right. Thank you. I'll talk to you later, Rob. Thank you.
All right, but have a good one.
You too.